I'm going to say a few brief words, and then I'm going to have Alexis come up, and he will share with us. And then if we have time, we'll do some other things, including the announcements that I chose not to do at the beginning. So, yes, we are making this up as we go along just a little. We've asked Alexis to say a word about our relationship with the churches in Cuba and to speak about the transformation that we go through by being in God's presence. When I was setting up the sermon series, I had this particular scripture on a different day, and then we found out that Alexis was going to be able to be here, and I said, ooh, this is the perfect place for him to speak into. Because the church in Cuba has a different sense, an awareness of the Holy Spirit that it's unlike what we have in most of the churches in Florida. And so my desire was to let him loose and to let the Spirit loose in him and do what it is that God calls him to do in our midst. And so I'm delighted to have him here. My contention is that all of us would listen to God if God would speak clearly enough to us. That if God showed up right here, right now, and said, I want you all to do this, we'd all obey. But not all of us get this voice from the heavens and the hand and the directions. And so we've got to interpret differently. We hear God's voice as a whisper in our lives. And so we discover our calling and we find God in missions and in service and other places. But there are stories in Scripture, the story of Mary finding out that she was going to give birth to a baby, of Joseph finding out he was going to be a father, of Jesus' baptism, and other times when God breaks through the ordinary and normal. Part of our problem is that we want to divide our worldview between sacred and ordinary, not realizing that they are one, that all things, all events, all moments are sacred. We're always in God's presence. With that said, I'm going to invite you all to come up and let the Spirit lead. Just make sure that you both have microphones. You can use those. He can use the one on the pulpit. Beautiful. Yes.
Que el Señor les bendiga ricamente en esta mañana es mi deseo y el de Dios.
May God richly bless each and every one of you this morning.
Qué bueno estar en casa.
So good to be home, he says.
Acá me siento en casa porque estamos en la misma sintonía.
He said, I feel like I'm at home because we're truly in sync.
El mismo espíritu y una sola verdad.
One truth and one spirit.
Jesucristo.
And that is Jesus Christ.
Le traigo saludo de la iglesia en Cuba.
I send you greetings.
Que Dios me los bendiga más, dice Cuba.
And said in Cuba, the church in Cuba says, may God bless you all.
En la Biblia he visto muchos hombres y mujeres cambiadas por el Espíritu de Dios.
And in the Bible we see often men and women transformed by the presence of God.
Personas que en diferentes momentos llevaron un nivel de vida y al tener un encuentro con Dios saltaron a otro nivel de vida superior.
People who were living at a certain level, but once they encountered Jesus, they went to a whole different level and dimension.
Pero en esta mañana quisiera compartir un grupo de hombres y mujeres que fueron totalmente transformadas por el poder de Dios.
And I want to share with you for a few moments about a group of men and women that were completely transformed by the presence of God.
A mí me maravilla este grupo de hombres y mujeres porque fue una transformación esplendorosa, brillante.
And these people, they impressed me because it was a splendorous and completely life-changing transformation.
Saltaron de la nada a algo superior.
They went from nothing to something way above them.
Algo que hoy está necesitando la sociedad, que saltemos a los niveles espirituales más altos.
And that's something that I believe society needs today, to go up in a different level, in a different sphere completely.
Le pido a mi hermana Sandra que le dé lectura a Hechos 1, del 12 al 14.
And he wants me to read from the book of Acts, Acts 1, 12 through 14. And it says, then they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
Padre, te doy gracias en esta mañana por tu palabra.
And Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning
for
your word.
Ella es bendita desde el momento en que tú la pronunciaste.
Blessed is the word from the moment that it was spoken.
Hazla real hoy una vez más.
Make it real for us once again.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Todos conocemos el contexto de este texto.
And we're all aware of what the context of this passage is.
Me llama la atención cómo Jesús, minutos antes de partir al cielo, más de 300 testigos estaban allí mirándole ascender.
And minutes before Jesus ascends to heaven, it is said that there were approximately 300 plus in that upper room.
Y Jesús le estaba encargando algo a este grupo de personas.
And he was directing and addressing this particular group of people.
No se vayan de Jerusalén.
And he gave them specific instructions. He said, stay in Jerusalem.
Él lo repitió y lo repitió como el padre que le encarga algo a su hijo minutos antes de salir.
And he was just like a father instructing his children, asking them to do a very specific thing.
Jesús tenía mucho interés en enviar algo sobre estos hombres y mujeres.
Because Jesus wanted to send something very important to these particular men and women.
Y la Escritura cuenta como todos ellos subieron al aposento alto.
And so Scripture talks about how they all went to the upper room.
Aquel aposento subió Pedro, un hombre que le negó.
And in that upper room we see Peter, a man who had actually denied Jesus.
Un hombre bien sanguinario.
A man who's completely temperamental.
Allí estaba Jacob.
There was Jacob.
Allí estaba Tomás.
Thomas.
Y si nosotros miramos el contexto bíblico, nos percatamos que estos hombres cuando andaban con Jesús muy pocas cosas pudieron hacer.
And we realize, and as we study it, that when these men walked with Jesus, there frankly was not much that they did.
Después de ellos pasar 40 días allí,
and after being there for 40 days in the upper room,
y el Espíritu Santo descender sobre ellos,
and the Holy Spirit descend upon them,
como las encima de ellos como las ovejas,
just like doves.
Y ellos descienden del aposento alto.
And when they came down from the upper room,
no son los mismos.
They're not the same men that they were before.
El Pedro, que antes le había negado,
that Peter who had denied Jesus previously,
no hizo más que abrir su boca.
He did nothing more than speak.
Y 3,000 personas se habían convertido.
And 3,000 people would come to Christ.
Al extremo que él exclamó,
to the point that he exclaimed,
¿y qué haremos ahora?
So now what am I going to do? What's left to do?
Pedro no se creía lo que estaba aconteciendo.
Peter himself could not believe everything that was happening before him.
Ese mismo Pedro le vemos en la puerta de la hermosa.
And we see him in another scene.
Cuando el cojo le aparece.
And when he heals a man.
Y Pedro le dijo, no tengo ni oro ni plata.
And he said, I don't have riches, I don't have gold and silver to give you.
Pero lo que tengo te doy en el nombre de Jesús.
But what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus.
Y el cojo salió saltando hacia el templo.
And that man ran, healed,
y su mujer había desaparecido.
And he was healed.
Qué transformación tan poderosa.
That's a powerful transformation.
Este no era el mismo.
This wasn't the same.
Luego, más tarde vimos a Jacob dejar que lo mataran a espada por Jesús.
You have Jacob who lost his life, who was martyred for Jesus.
Aún este mismo Pedro, a la hora de la crucifixión de él, dijo con la cabeza hacia arriba, no, hacia abajo.
And Peter himself said at the time of his own crucifixion, crucify me upside down.
Si la muerte de cruz es algo difícil, hacia arriba.
And if crucifixion is not bad enough, with your head elevated,
¿cuánto más con la cabeza hacia abajo?
Imagine being crucified with your head down below, upside down.
¿Qué ocurrió en el aposento alto con estos hombres?
What happened in that upper room?
Cuando el Espíritu Santo desciende sobre nuestras vidas, somos transformados, somos cambiados.
When the Holy Spirit comes and visits with us, we are completely transformed.
Y cuando éramos hombres débiles y mujeres débiles, nos convertimos en hombres y mujeres fuertes.
We could be weak men and women, and we become invincible.
La iglesia cubana en los años 90.
In the 90s, the Cuban church.
En todo el país éramos alrededor de 80 iglesias con dos y tres personas en cada iglesia.
We were back then approximately 80 churches with possibly 2 to 3 in attendance.
Hoy en día,
today,
tenemos 510 iglesias.
We have 510 churches.
Y más de 60,000 miembros.
Over 60,000 members strong.
Y alrededor de 100,000 personas.
And at least 100,000 people are somehow connected with the Methodist Church.
Y todo esto ha sido posible.
All this being possible.
Cuando nos metimos con Dios y Él se metió con nosotros.
When we got deep into the presence of God.
Y poder de Dios descendió sobre nuestras vidas.
The power of God came over our lives.
Y fuimos transformados.
And we were transformed.
De una manada pequeña en una manada grande.
From a small group to a large flock.
Eso es el Espíritu Santo.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Porque el que añade vida a las iglesias.
Because the only one who can actually add and bring lives to the church and
dice
grow the
mi
church,
Biblia,
says my Bible,
que es el Espíritu Santo.
Is the Holy Spirit.
Y cuando nosotros le buscamos,
and when we search for him, when we seek
él se encarga
him,
de traer las almas.
Then the Lord will bring the souls.
Y el anhelo de Dios,
and God's longing, his desire,
es que la iglesia,
is that the church,
haga lo mismo que hizo Pedro.
Would do the same thing that Peter did.
Quitar aquel cojo de allá adelante.
Heal the man who's sitting there.
Y convertirlo en una persona útil, productiva.
Help that person become useful and fruitful.
La iglesia es quitar toda la cojera que está en el mundo.
It is in fact to heal.
Transformarla.
The world. Transform the world.
En cosas buenas, productivas.
And turn it into something good and useful and fruitful.
Ese es el gran deseo de Dios.
That's God's desire.
Y yo sé que ustedes han sido muy trabajadores y muy luchadores en esta nación.
And I know this is a nation of very hardworking people.
Por la obra de Jesucristo.
And also for the works of Jesus.
Pero todos los días tenemos que dejar que el Espíritu trabaje y trabaje más.
And every day though we have to seek for the Holy Spirit and let him move through us.
En nosotros.
Within us.
Y en el mundo que nos rodea.
And in the world out there.
Y no tenerle tanto temor.
And don't be fearful or apprehensive.
Al Espíritu.
To the things of the Spirit.
O así esto es pentecostalismo o otra cosa nueva.
Or start thinking, well, is this about being a Pentecostal or what is going on with this? What is this stuff?
Cuidado, no estemos rechazando al Espíritu.
He said, be careful that you don't reject the things of the Spirit.
Para mí, en la Biblia, en Hechos 1:12.
And for me, in Acts 1, verse 12.
No hay pentecostalismo.
This isn't about Pentecost.
Lo que hay es un derramamiento del Espíritu Santo.
Being a Pentecostal. What it is, it's just a complete immersion of the Holy Spirit, a complete
visitation.
Y es lo
visitation. Que Dios está anhelando hoy.
That is what the Lord desires today.
En Cuba.
In Cuba.
Las personas prefieren ir a la iglesia y no a un médico.
People, they turn first to church rather than go to their physician.
Ir a un médico es bien complejo. No hay transporte, es bien distante.
And the medical system being what it is there, transportation is very difficult. It's a complicated thing to have to go to a doctor.
Se requiere de dinero para viajar.
You need money to travel.
Y a veces llegas al médico y hay grandes colas esperando para que te atiendan.
And because it's socialized medicine, there are long lines when you do arrive at the clinics.
Y las personas llegan a la iglesia y son sanadas por el poder de Dios.
But people instead decide to go to church and they are healed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Qué importante.
How important.
Es que la iglesia sea el refugio de los desvalidos.
Very important for the church to be the refuge of the ones who are ill.
Y que todo el que llegue encuentre lo que busca.
And everyone who is coming in seeking and searching for something would find it at their church.
Pero para eso necesitamos al Espíritu para que edifique la iglesia.
But we need the Holy Spirit to edify the church.
No sé si me estoy yendo del tiempo.
I think I've gone a little over on time though.
Pero sí quiero decirle.
But I do want to say.
Que donde el Espíritu Santo desciende, las cosas son transformadas.
That when the Spirit does come, things will change.
Yo nací en el año 60.
I was born in 1960.
Donde en Cuba no se sabía, no se conocía nada del Espíritu Santo.
And at that time, nothing was said about the Holy Spirit.
No había una Biblia.
There was not a Bible to be found.
No se sabía nada de Dios.
Nothing, we knew nothing about God.
Y muchos de mis amigos,
many of my friends,
se quitaron la vida.
Unfortunately, took their own lives.
por la depresión que tenían y los tantos problemas que les rodeaban y no sabían cómo solucionarlo.
They suffered from depression, they suffered from brokenness, and they couldn't handle the pressures of life.
Por la gracia de Dios.
By the grace of God.
Después de haberme querido quitar la vida varias veces.
After myself being suicidal and attempting suicide several times.
Un día pude escuchar una canción en los años 80.
I heard a song.
Cadenas tenía yo.
And it talked about having chains.
Y al otro día estaba tocando la puerta de una iglesia.
The next day after hearing that song about having chains, and I decided to go knock on a church door.
Que para mí, yo no sabía que eso era un templo. Eso estaba cerrado siempre.
And I really didn't know what I was doing because I didn't really fully understand what that place was, because as far as I was concerned, that building was always just closed.
En esa iglesia habían tres ancianos.
But when I walked in, there were three elders sitting in the church.
No había nadie más.
No one else.
Y cuando yo toqué,
and when I knocked,
el pastor me dijo, pase para predicar el evangelio.
The pastor said, come in, let's talk about the gospel.
Y yo le dije, no.
I said,
présteme
no.
Una Biblia.
Can you just give me a Bible?
Y me dijo, pastor, me dijo, Alexi, tengo una sola Biblia.
The pastor said, Alexis, I only have one
y en
Bible.
Y malas condiciones.
And it's fallen apart.
Y yo le dije, pastor, por favor.
And I said, please.
Préstemela dos días nada más.
Give it to me for 2 days. That's it. I'll return it.
Él no me conocía.
He didn't even know who I was.
Pero él me prestó la Biblia.
But he gave me his Bible.
Yo en esos 2 días, yo no trabajé, yo no hice nada, yo no dormía.
Those 2 days, I did absolutely nothing. I couldn't go to work.
Entre más yo leía la Biblia, yo leía la Biblia.
I began to read the Bible, and the more that I read, and the more that I read,
yo hallaba la respuesta a las situaciones de mi vida.
I was finding answers to the things of my life.
El próximo domingo, yo estaba entrando por la puerta de la iglesia con mi familia.
The next Sunday, I was at that church again, this time with my entire family.
El gobierno cubano me miraba con los ojos así. No era posible
the government,
que yo estuviera en la iglesia.
The government, knowing who I was, would stare at me confused, wondering, what is he doing in church?
Yo me dedicaba en Cuba a construir grandes edificios, hospitales.
I was responsible for large projects, construction projects like hospitals and different sorts of buildings.
Y viajaba en avión de una provincia a otra.
And my job was to travel sometimes by plane to different provinces within the nation.
Ahora verme entrar por la puerta de una iglesia era bien asombroso.
So he was favored by the government at that time, so to see him actually enter a church was quite surprising.
Pero nadie sabía el volcán que yo traía dentro.
But he said no one understood the volcano that was within me.
Y cuántas veces había intentado quitarme la vida.
And how often I had tried to take my own life.
Entendí que tenía que meterme y buscar la presencia de Dios.
I fully understood that I needed to go deep and I needed to find the presence of God.
Y me separaba.
And I would go far away. I would go to the countryside.
Orar y orar.
And I would go and pray and pray.
Y Dios fue transformando mi vida.
And God began to transform my life.
Al extremo que estas manos eran manos violentas.
To the point that I was an aggressive, violent person. My hands were used for aggression.
A mí no me interesaba golpear una persona en plena calle, tener problemas con él.
Que no te interesaba.
No me interesaba golpearla.
Yeah. Yeah. He said that, you know, he would had no interest in hitting someone.
Yo pude ver que mis manos no eran las mías.
In other words, he
yo
began to
las
change.
Manos y yo veía que ya no eran mis manos.
So he began to soften up. He didn't have that desire to be aggressive anymore. And he said, I would stare at my hands and think, these aren't mine.
Y me fui convirtiendo en una persona mansa, humilde.
So I became a humble man.
Y no sabemos qué pasó a la vuelta de 3 meses. Aquel templo abandonado y desierto empezaron a llegar vidas y vidas y vidas.
And so to that church where I was going, within a period of 3 months, it went from 2 or 3 people to large groups of people coming in and searching and looking and coming and visiting.
En menos de 2 años, esa iglesia tuvo más de 200 personas.
Within 2 years, it had 200 people.
Esa iglesia hoy en Cuba ha aportado 47 pastores.
Today, that same church, from its doors, have come forth 47 pastors.
Que están diseminados por todo el país.
And they are all over the country preaching.
Y muchos de ellos están aquí en los Estados Unidos como pastores.
And sometimes some of them have actually come here to live in the United States.
Esto solo lo hace el Espíritu Santo.
This can only be done through the Holy Spirit.
Y es el que transforma las personas.
It transforms people.
Y cambia las vidas.
Changes lives.
Que Dios quiera que todos los días ustedes puedan buscar más de su presencia.
I pray that each and every one of you would seek the Holy Spirit every day.
Y quiero volver a recordarle.
And to remind you.
Las personas que subieron al aposento,
those that went to the upper room,
no fue las que bajaron.
They didn't come down the same.
Allí subieron personas inútiles.
Before, they were frankly useless.
y bajaron leones.
And they were lions.
Gente que transformaron al mundo.
Lions that transformed the world.
Todavía hoy se siguen transformando en el nombre de Jesús.
Today, transformation still taking place in the name of Jesus.
Que Dios me los bendiga.
Thank you.
Pastor, perdóneme si le robé tiempo.
Sorry. He apologizes for taking extra time.
Yo le pregunto a mi hermano querido, ¿y para qué me limitaste con el tiempo?
He says, oh no.
El tiempo de Dios.
He says, oh no, maybe you shouldn't limit me. Uh-oh, there's more to say.
El problema es que aunque ustedes no lo crean, el pastor tiene deudas conmigo. Él me ha hecho varias maldades en Cuba. Yo tengo que cobrárselo.
He says, well, you know, I'm going to take some time because although you won't believe it, he's actually teased me back at home. So now this is payback, he says.
Yo he podido compartir en estos días con la iglesia americana.
He said, I've been able to share with the churches here in the United States.
En diferentes congregaciones.
In different congregations.
Y yo le he dicho a la iglesia americana que si ellos sostienen la soga, nosotros bajamos al pozo.
And what I've said to the churches here is that, and this is based on an idiom from Cuba, that if you hold the rope, we'll go down into the well.
Las cosas que nosotros hemos logrado en Cuba.
The things that we have been able to do in Cuba.
Después de Dios.
Certainly, first thanking God.
Es porque muchos como ustedes.
It's because people like you.
Nos han ayudado a sostener.
People like you have helped us.
Nosotros empezamos los cultos como Juan Wesley.
And we begin our services
debajo
like
de
John
los árboles.
Wesley. We started under the trees, out in the pastures.
Al aire libre.
Outside.
No había un local confortable donde dar los cultos.
Because we didn't have a place where to gather. We didn't have a sanctuary.
Nosotros convertimos al campo de Cuba en nuestras parroquias.
So the pastures of Cuba became our parishes.
Y hoy tenemos la mayoría locales no grandes, pero sí confortables para dar nuestros cultos.
And today, thankfully, there are small sanctuaries, but there are places for us to gather inside.
Porque muchos de ustedes nos han ayudado.
Because people like you have helped us.
Y hay una historia que yo contaba anoche.
And there was something that I shared last night.
Tal vez ya ustedes conocen en el internet cómo el presidente de Haití en una plaza proclamó que la solución de Haití era Jesucristo.
Most recently, the Haitian president stood before his people and proclaimed that Jesus Christ was the answer to the Haitian nation.
Yo me maravillaba cuando yo veía en el internet cómo las personas iban por la avenida y abrían los carros, dejaban los carros con las puertas abiertas y los dejaban ahí. Y corrían detrás del presidente proclamando a Jesús.
And I had the opportunity of seeing through the internet that people in the streets of Haiti were ecstatic. They would just throw open their car doors and run after the president as he's proclaiming this through the streets.
Pero yo me maravillo a los poquitos días cuando me entero que dos misioneros cubanos durante varios años habían estado yendo a Haití a tratar con la familia del presidente que en aquel momento no era el presidente.
But I was so shocked to find out that two young Cuban missionaries had been the ones that had been taking the gospel to Haiti and actually ministering to the Haitian president's family.
Pero para mayor sorpresa,
but in an even greater surprise for me,
nos percatamos que la persona que suministraba la economía para que estos misioneros viajaran a Haití,
the person that was responsible for providing the finances for the two young Cubans to go to Haiti,
era una señora del Canadá,
was an elderly lady from Canada.
Con 80 y tantos años de edad y postrada en una silla de rueda.
A lady who was over 80 years old who was confined to a wheelchair in Canada.
Esa señora,
that lovely lady,
era la que sostenía la soga.
She was holding the rope.
Mientras ellos bajaban al pozo.
And those two young men were going down to the well.
Y yo no sé qué será más importante, si bajar al pozo o sujetar la soga.
And frankly, I really don't know which is more important, to hold that rope or to actually go down to that well.
Yo no sé a quién el Señor le irá a colocar en su corona las estrellitas, si a la anciana que sujetó la soga o a los misioneros que bajaron al pozo.
And I don't know, when they enter the presence of God, who the Lord will give a larger crown to, or a greater star, the one who held the rope, or the one who actually went down to the well.
Pero estoy seguro que en la corona de ambos va a haber varias estrellas.
But I'm sure in their crowns there will be many stars
que se salven en Haití,
representing the lives of the Haitians that were saved.
¿Cuántos de ustedes quieren tener muchas estrellas en su corona?
How many would like that? To be have a
es
crown
muy importante
full of stars.
Que ese día le llevemos en nuestra corona muchas estrellas al Señor.
And that's important that we can tell
usted
him
no se va a quedar con la corona en la mano.
You're not going to hold your crown in your hand.
La corona usted la va a tirar delante del trono blanco.
You're going to put it before the throne
Eso
of
dice
God.
La Biblia.
That's what the Bible says.
Anhele llevar muchas estrellas en su corona.
And long for that.
Que Dios me le siga bendiciendo.
God bless you.
Gracias. Gracias. Beautiful.